If you're willing and able, let's stand on the reading of the Word of God. I'm going to read just a few verses and you can be seated this morning. Before I read the Word of God, turn around beside you and tell somebody, glad you're at church this morning. Glad you're here. Malachi 3. You got a Scofield, it's around page 982. If you don't have a Scofield, look at your index, you can find it. I like Scofield, reminds me of a good rifle or a shotgun. Somebody say amen. Verse number 7, Malachi 3. Even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away from mine ordinances. God's ordinances are very important and have not kept them. The Lord has given us many ordinances to keep, and it's our responsibility to keep them. He says, watch this, aren't you glad He's a God that will let you return? I'm so thankful He don't throw rocks at me, but He says, just come back to me. Return unto me, and I'll return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you say, well, wherein have we robbed thee? And he answers, in tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time together today and how good you've been to us. And so, Lord, I'm so overwhelmed I can't even hardly speak this morning for your goodness and grace. And I want to pray for those that are sick in our church. Would you help them? Would you help America? Would you help Israel today? All my preacher friends, would you touch them and use them greatly today? And God, for be one here lost that don't know the Lord Jesus as Savior, I pray you extend the hand of grace to them this morning, forever save them. Thank you for your blessings upon Liberty Baptist Church and my life and family. You've been so good to me. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Notice, if you would, verse number 6. For I am the Lord, and I change not. Pretty simple text. Very truthful text. Aren't you glad we've got a God that never changes? We live in a world that has had a lot of changes. A lot of families had a lot of changes. You younger people, you'll notice when you go through the changes of life, there are seasons. There will be times to come. But aren't you glad we've got a Bible that will still talk to us in the seasons of life? Some things God's not changed about. Three things this morning I want to say the Lord's not changed about. God's not changed about His storehouse. There's a storehouse above. It's not below. As Brother Randall said this morning, those that God gave those talents to or those gifts to, they used them and doubled them. They brought increase. That's what we ought to be doing for the kingdom of God, is bringing an increase to the kingdom, to His family. And so here in this text, we see that He's still the same about the storehouse. There's a storehouse up above, and boy, hadn't He rained blessings upon you. You'll notice in verse number 10, He talked about a practice. Bring ye. That's us. That's God's children. He says the practice, bring ye. And then the policy, He says bring all. Aren't you glad we got somebody we can bring it to this morning? Then He talked about the percentage. Verse 10, bring you all the tithes. That little word means 10. It's very little that God asked us to only give 10% of all the blessings that He's given us. And so here he's not changed about the storehouse. His practice, his policy, his percentage. But then look, he wanted, look at the provision, verse number 10. He says that there may be meat in mine house. That we need a place we can come to where we can feed, where we can eat and we can get sustenance for our life to help us through the week. If you miss church on Sunday, it will tell on you by Monday. We sure do need to be encouraged, challenged. We need each other. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. God wants us on the Lord's day to be in the church. Men, it's your it is your lot in life to lead your family to God. And so you must be thinking about that. There's many men teach their children to throw a ball, to shoot a gun. But when you stand before God, He's not going to award you for that. It's going to be, have you introduced your family to God? Have you been the man that He's called you to be? There may be meat in my house. Thank the Lord we have a place here we can come and dine. And then look in verse 10. I like not only the provision, but look at the proving. He said, bring ye all the tithes of the storehouse, there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now. He's the Lord, He never changed. Can I tell you, God will prove Himself. He's amazing how big He is, and He's good at being God. There's nobody like Him. And He says, if you will apply these principles in your life, He said, I'll prove things to you. Not only the proving, but I love this in verse 10, there's a pouring. He says, I'll pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Has God poured anything in your life? Anything in your family? I'm talking about things that money cannot buy this morning. The health and wealth boys, they'll tell you, well, if you'll pay your tithes and give the church, stay faithful, you'll drive new cars and live in mansions. That ain't what the Bible says. God says that He will prove Himself and He'll pour you out a blessing that you're not even able to contain it. I love Brother Hyde back there on the back this morning in the prayer room. He said, I just want to thank the Lord how good He is. When we really look around, we get to thinking, man, we've got a bad time. We've got bad days. Things are bad at my house. But it don't take long, honey. When you look down the road, you'll see somebody a whole lot worse than you are. And I want to thank the Lord publicly that everything is as good as it is this morning, in this day, in this hour. God is good at being God. And I bless Him today. I'm glad He's not changed about the storehouse. I was reading a story about a little boy riding a wagon to the country store. You know, back in the day, you just went to town about once a month and Dairy Queen twice a year. Somebody say amen. And so this little boy was riding a wagon to town. They had a general store. And you know, in them days, Brother Kevin, they had them jars of candy on the counter. And so there was a store owner there, real nice man. Little boy would come in with his mama, and he'd say, son, reach in here and get you a handful of candy for your ride home. He'd shake his little head, no, I ain't going to do that. And so the store owner, he'd just reach in there and get him a handful and put in his overhauls, and down the road they'd go. And so on the way home one day, his mama said, now, Johnny, I want to ask you something. That man down there wants to be so good to you and asked you to take your hand and reach in and get some candy. Why won't you never reach in and get candy yourself? He said, oh, Ma, it's simple. I done found out His hand is bigger than mine. Can I tell you this morning, God's hand is bigger than our hand. And He's real good at reaching in and giving out, and I bless Him how good that He's been to me. I'm even blessed with your children. Did you see them little children hug my neck this morning? Terry, money can't buy that. I bless Him for the little ones. For, you know, sometimes our babies cry out. Well, if you'd ride the roads with me, you'd appreciate babies in the house of God. There's not many left, but thank you for having your children here. And if I couldn't preach above a young and crying, I'd get out of the preaching business this morning. I'm glad you got your babies here. I'm glad we've got a God that never changes. Number two, He's not changed about the storehouse. I'll tell you another thing. My wife showed me there a few years ago. You know, if we'll just listen to our wives, sometime we'll be a lot wiser. Shake your little head up and down. Boy, that got quiet, didn't it? Oh, I remember I'm on Alabama line. I'm not North Carolina this morning. But you'll notice in that same text, he said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Would be surprised, because we've given faithfully to the Lord, how many times that he's handcuffed Satan from getting everything we've got. And I want to bless him when I'm in my bed asleep. I got a big old German Shepherd dog, about 110 pounds. He's a beautiful thing. Renee don't like him. He's so jealous. I'm getting in the yard and hug Renee. He tries to get between us, Brother David, push her down. He's a one-man dog. I like that. Amen. He's sitting there on the back porch, and he's a watching like this right here everywhere. But let me tell you, when my dog's asleep, I've got a God that never sleeps. And he's looking about you and all of your little children and the things that you never knew about, that God reached in your life and helped you. When we get to heaven, we're going to be able to thank him for the things that we never knew about. And God is so good at being God. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. We don't need a new Bible. We need to preach out of the one he left us. And he's not changed about the storehouse. I want to say, number two, he's not changed about the White House. Turn to Isaiah chapter number 1. I'm going to show you a few little nuggets there in that text. Isaiah chapter number 1, he's not changed about the White House. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, notice with me in Isaiah chapter number 1. He's talking to the nation of Israel. He's talking to America in the same text. Talking to God's people. Look at the sincere notice in verse 2 and 3. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. The Lord hath spoken, I've nourished and brought up children, and they've rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Sincere notice. Verse 4, look at the sinful nation. Oh, sinful nation. A people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They've forsaken the Lord, and they provoke the Holy One of Israel into anger. They're gone away backward. Why would you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises. Putrefying sores, they've not been clothed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. You'll see this sinful nation. Verse 7, look at the strange neighbors. He said, your country's desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land strangers devoured, and your president is desolate, is overthrown by strangers. I want to say something right here. I've never wanted the church, when you come in, that you hear just a Fox News sermon. But I want to tell you something. It's still right for the man of God to tell his people what is right and what is wrong. We've got a great election coming to our nation. And you know it ought to be tears in all of our eyes this morning where our nation has went to. He said, oh, sinful nation. You know, people have made God into just an all-loving God. He is a loving God, but he's also a God of wrath. He's a God of jealousy and a God of anger. That's the God you need to be talked about. He's a balanced God. When we do wrong, there's repercussions for our wrong and for our sin. And he says, oh, sinful nation, you know, it is amazing to me that the people that proclaim to be a Christian, a very small percentage will only vote. Your vote matters. Go vote. Go vote. And vote on policies. Don't vote on the person. Vote on what they're telling you. Find out about these people in the Senate. Those that are running for governor and president. Know about their policies. And I'm going to tell you this. Anybody that will kill babies, I ain't a voting for. The Democratic Convention, they had a trailer in front of the outlet. They was doing abortions out on the street. And then somebody said, well, the population in America's down. Well, when you kill 60 million children, your population don't increase. Don't you think it offends God if you would kill a baby? Could you imagine these little children coming that gave their giving this morning? What if their mom and daddies had had an abortion? We'd know nothing about the blessings of God. God has been so good to you. And then people say, well, an accident. There are no accidents. God says, baby, honey, there's a baby. He gives life. Strangers devour. We see some strange things happening. We see strange things about babies. We see strange things about borders. You don't believe in borders? You better read your Bible. God did. Why, sure He did. He had them to build walls. Well, why is that? To protect us. Isn't it sad now you go to Dairy Queen, you wonder are you even going to make it home, whether you get shot or not. And I've got guns laying everywhere. Not one of them stood up and shot this morning before I come to church. It's the heart of the people. And let me tell you the reason America's in a mess, because the home is broke down. Daddies have quit being daddies. They've quit going to the house of God. Then the men of God won't preach when they get there. The little hirelings, and they're afraid a little committee's going to call them out. Honey, the platform's open this morning. Bring your four committees you want to. I'm preaching the Bible. Isn't it sick that somebody would try to take a little child, 8 or 9 year old, and convince them that they're a different gender than what God brought them in this world? That's sick. America has got sick. Sick. How can you put a man in women's sports and give a woman a chance? That'd be like, now Emily's young and she's in good shape. She's a doctor. She's a heart doctor. Here I am, old man, 63. She's in her 20s. We put on boxing gloves. Emily, you might get one lick in, but, oh, honey, I'd win at the end of the day. She might kick me with them high heels she got on. Strange things. Strange. So, let me ask you something. You say, well, preacher, my vote won't count. Well, if you don't go vote, it sure won't count. The babies, the borders, the blasphemy. You know, I believe in just calling it out where it is. Did you know, and Mr. Trump has made some things I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say if he'd just hush and put his policies. But do you realize the other day I seen this, and I'm just not venting, I'm just preaching. There was a young man at her campaign, at Kamala's campaign, said, Jesus Lord. You know what she said? You're at the wrong event. So let me ask y'all something. If a man of God don't stand up and remind you about this stuff, who's going to? Jesus is King. Jesus is Lord. She may find out at the end of time she's at the wrong meeting.
Amen, brother. You're right.
And look, I'm old enough. This is what I want you to understand. Y'all can listen to Fox News. You can listen to CNN. You come to this church, you're not going to hear a Fox News sermon. You're going to hear a Bible message. And I'm going to tell you what I think God says about it, and I'm going to move on. And I'm going to say this about it, and I'm going to be done. This election coming up is very huge. You need to go vote. My grandchildren's at stake. Your children's at stake. America's in a bad place. One man can't fix America, but Jesus can fix America. And I want to stay balanced on it because I'm old school gets. Go vote. Vote according to your Bible. Who's the closest with policies? How could you vote somebody that will kill babies? How could you vote with somebody that's changing genders and elementaries? That's some crazy stuff. And let me tell you something. When it comes to Carroll County, if it does, I expect every member of this church to go and meet the school board that morning when they go to turning these books loose in our education system. We've got to stand for what is right. Thank God for the children. You think about it, 60 million babies killed in America. Why wouldn't God be mad? Wonder how many deacons and preachers has been took out. Good people, smart people. Mom and daddy's made the decision, you got to live with it. Amen. So he's the Lord. He says, strangers devoured in your presence. Isn't that so sad? You know what amazes me about America? How can anybody stand in America and burn an American flag in the streets? They'll load them all up in an airplane, put them on a parachute, and just drop them out over you and say, bye. See ya. See ya. Strange neighbors. I love people. One of the best friends I've got is Hispanic. He comes to men's fellowship. He's a good boy, raised a Catholic. He'd never been in a Baptist church. First time he come here, he said, that was different. And you know something? You reached out and shook his hand. That's what you ought to do. You ought to welcome people in the church. My Bible says do all to stand. We need to stand for our Bible. What does my Bible say? There's no perfect candidate. There's no perfect preacher. Lord, if you don't believe it, ask my wife. She says, you don't pick up after yourself. Won't you pick up your stuff? I said, babe, I didn't throw it in the floor. I said, on the counter. She said, yeah, but it's a garbage can right there. Put it in the garbage can. Shake your head up and down this morning. The babies, the borders, the blasphemy in it. So sad. You know, I think about a lot of the old presidents. They had pastors would come in and pray for them on national TV, asking God to help. Folks, we need God in America so bad. It's so, y'all, it's so sad what's happening in our nation. And if the people of God don't go vote, then who's going to vote? If we don't stand up for who's right, then how are they going to know right or wrong? We're not going to hate nobody, be mean to nobody. We're simply just going to stand. This is the Word of God. He said, I'm the Lord and I change not. Strange neighbors. He said, your country's desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land strangers devoured in your presence, and is desolate as overthrown by strangers. The babies, the borders, the blasphemies, and all the badness. Man, this world's been out of control a long time, but it's just getting worse, folks. That's why we got to raise our children to do right. I appreciate our people on Wednesday night that they're putting things in your children. And you know, the school teachers, they want to do what's right, but the school boards won't even allow them to do some things that is very important. When I went to the first grade, I know that's a long time ago, but our teacher had two things in her lap we started Pledge of Allegiance with. Brother Brian, she had a Bible on this leg and a paddle on this leg, and I was scared of both of them. Somebody say amen. So he says, I'm the Lord, and I change not. Strange neighbors, but look in verse 8, there's a special number. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city, except the Lord of hosts. Watch this. You want to see how important the church is? Here it is. Except the Lord of hosts had left us to a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. In other words, if the people of God are holding this thing together, the whole land would turn into Sodom and Gomorrah. Hey, young girls, my Bible teaches me that same-sex marriage is an abomination. Amen. Young men, you're to marry a woman. Produce children. Raise them up in the house of God in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus. We that are grandparents, we're to guide our children and guard our children. Megan Macy are grown, but it don't mean I hush up about it. I say that ain't right or that is right. Amen. A very small remnant. Y'all remember a text I preached not long on about done preaching, but I love it much as anything I get to preach. Y'all remember when Elisha died and they throwed that dead man on top of him and he come back to life? And Elisha touched him after he was dead. Did you notice when Elisha died, the band of Moabites come in and invaded the land? You know why we're seeing such an influence of badness and immorality? Because so many men of God have crossed over. There's nothing thundering out in our nation, what thus saith the Word of God. That's holding things back, people. You're holding things back by standing for the Lord. God needs every one of you. I appreciate our young children that stand up for what's right. They dress modest, dress nice. They stand up and sing to the Lord. You know why? Because mom and daddy, you've invested in them, and thank you for that. Go vote, church. Go vote. We should vote our faith, our responsibility, the special number. I'm glad I'm in that remnant. And then look at this, not on the special number, but look at this serious notation in verse 15. He says this, "When you spread forth your hands, I'll hide mine eyes from you. Yet when you make many prayers, I'll not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil." You know, the Bible said in the last days, people would call good bad and bad good. We're there. A man of God would get up and preach the Bible now, they say, "Oh, he just don't like people. Well, he's one of them old mean preachers." Well, if a man don't preach, he ain't worth his salt. And so God said, when you get in this kind of shape, you remember something in verse 18, "Come now, let us reason together." Wouldn't that be a blessing if America could reason together on the Bible and say, "We're going to stand all together, one nation under God"? Oh, what freedom so many men have given that we could be here this morning. Come now. Aren't you glad He's not changed? "Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Thirdly and lastly, He said, "I am the Lord, and I change not." He's not changed about the storehouse. He's not changed about the White House. He's not changed about the Father's house. John 14, you'll notice this text. Miss Emily, I want you to come back, and I want you to play that you were singing. I want to try to encourage our church to do something. He's not changed about the Father's house. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." I'm glad there are some words at the Father's house. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." There's word to the Father's house, but lastly, there's the way to the Father's house. Jesus. And Jesus alone. A lot of people don't like Jesus. Jesus is the dearest friend I've ever had. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." I'm glad God loved us. Sent us His Son. Lord's been good to us. She's going to play this. I want you to encourage somebody this morning. It's just 12 o'clock or so. It's 5 after. We got time. Think about how good the Lord's been to you. And oh, how our nation needs the Lord. Our schools need the Lord. Isn't it a sad time when you send your children to school and you wonder, are they going to get home? But He's the Lord. He's never changed. You know something? He ain't going to change tomorrow. I'm holding to the hand that does not change. And I bless Him. Stand with me this morning. Reach out. You just mind the Lord as she plays this morning. Just mind the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord. You ever been saved?
All my days,
get ready to meet the Lord.
Held in your hand.
You'd come to you, He'd receive
the moment
you.
That I wake up,
you'll have to come by faith.
Until I lay my head.
Thank you, you're a God that don't change. Yes, you have, Lord.
In all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice.
Yes.
Have been faithful.
Let our ushers come.
And all